morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Monday, 19th of January, and here in Auroville is mostly sunny and cold on 90 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says delightful with brilliant sunshine and clear over the night with temperatures ranging from low 20 to high 28 degrees Celsius with heat index of 28. Winds from northeast at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Moon is new and illuminated on 2%. Auroville Council invites us today at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, International Zone, to an interactive general meeting of the Auroville Council to update us on their work and to listen to the community's concerns and feedback. Together with their sharing, they have also invited the Chennai Festival organizers to share a short presentation of their work with the community. One of the main tasks of the Auroville Council today is to find new members to join the entry service team. As we are all aware, the entry service members are quite overloaded with their work and some of them have carried their responsibility for several years. There is an urgent need to find new committed members for the entry service. And together with the study group and entry service, our council is organizing a workshop on this topic on the 31st of January, and they would like to share more information regarding to this workshop. So the agenda of general meeting is tentatively as follows. At 4:30, Chennai Festival presentation by organizers. At 4:45, a floor opens for questions and answers. At 5, information on workshop for addition of new members of entry service and space for short interactive session. At 5:15, our council sharing of main task reports and status, including short interaction after each topic. And at 5:45, floor is open to receive burning issues if necessary. There will be no tea break, but tea will be served throughout and each one can feel free to take a break whenever they wish to. And what is Auroville? It's the Festival of Auroville in Chennai. It will run from March 1st through 21st and the main events are inauguration in the ITC Grand Chola, 1st of March, Auroville Choir, Adult and Youth, performance at the Sri Murta Venkata Subbarao Concert Hall on 7th of March, Auroville Art and Gender Exhibition at the Lalit Kala Academy from 8th to 21st of March, Seminar on Sustainable Future at Music Academy Mini Hall, TED Talks and Panel Discussions on 11th of March, presentation of Auroville as Multicultural City with Dr. Karan Singh, members of Governing Board International Advisory Council on 16th of March, and there is a suggestion from them to us. While major Auroville groups have already supplied them with addresses of people they think they might be interested, but if you have a particular contact with an institution, school, center or person, I would like to have them invited to one or more of the events, just let them know. Send a clear name and address, the field of interest and work and perhaps your relationship with the party concerned to mauna@auroville.org.in with a copy to chennaifestival@auroville.org.in and they will send an invitation to them when the time comes. And as we know, the entry is on a standby until there is a new entry team to take care of new applicants. They are simply not taking new requests to start the process. But Auroville is not closed. The ongoing processes will be followed as usual and the desk will be open to public every Monday, Wednesday and Friday from 10 to 12 for information and follow-up. On January 21st, 22nd and 23rd at 8 p.m. at Visitor Center, the Auroville Theatre Group invites us to their exciting new production of The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. The cast includes Savitri Maya as Portia, Jeremy as Basario, Suar as Antonio, Rachel as Nerissa, Jerry as Gargiano, Nitish as Lorenzo, Ramesh as Alariano, Shakti Kumar as Shylock, Amuda as Jessica, Jelger as Lancelot, Juan Felipe as Prince of Aragon, Havid as the Prince of Morocco, Shiv as the Duke of Tubal, and Sadish as Stefano, stage manager is Shimanye, costumes by Kieran and directed by Jill. University of Human Unity will have seminars at Savitri Bhavan on Thursdays between January 22nd until March 12th from 5 to 6 p.m. Nishtha Miller will present the Vedic Gayatri Mantra in the context of the original yoga of the ancient rishis. On Thursdays from January 22nd until March 12th in Garden Room, Rod Hemsel will present the philosophy of consciousness, Hegel and Sri Aurobindo. On Saturdays between January 23rd until March 14th, also at Garden Room between 10 to 12 a.m., Lalisa Brosman will present Music Self-Expression, which is advanced seminar in music theory. On Sundays at 4 to 5:30 p.m. in Garden Room, Ruslan, as presenter coach, will lead English language self-study support with aims and objectives to assist individuals and self-study groups and enhance the efficiency of their independent study of the English language. Auroville's newcomers, guests, students and workers of Auroville would be the main beneficiaries of the program. To be eligible to take a part in the program, the students must be on the pre-intermediate or higher level in the English or else be fluent in French, Ukrainian or Russian. On January 27th at 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, AVI USA cultural program with a juggalbandi of Hindustani slide guitar, Carnatic flute, vocal and tabla. And at Bharat Nivas, also between 24th of January to 14th of March, Sarang India Space. In Sanskrit, Sarang means to take delight and rejoice. It will be an exhibition event on the two main Indian classical music traditions, Hindustani classical from the north and Carnatic music from the south, an exploration of their history, main features, instruments and the great masters. Sarang will display a wide variety of instruments, host music workshops, talks and live performances. On the 11th of January, the Russian Pavilion team decided to change the name for the Pavilion of Russian Federation team. And the team will report the activities on a monthly basis. As a service for Auroville schools and teachers, the Teacher Center has come into being. They want to work actively with identifying needs in the field of integral education in Auroville. Through collaboration, networking, research and innovation, this service wants to provide teachers training, advisory services and support for teachers and schools. The center is also in the process of building up a resource center library with didactic materials to support and inspire teachers in their work. They would like to invite all teachers to the first in a series of gatherings with the title Conversation on Integral Education. These gatherings will be held every Thursday from 4 to 5:30 p.m. and the topics will relate to integral education with the purpose of bringing educators in Auroville together around different topics. They would like to welcome teachers to the first of those gatherings, an informal inauguration of the Teacher Center with a slideshow on education from the early years in Auroville. And that will happen this Thursday, 22nd, from 4 to 5 p.m. at Teacher Center in Sarah's building. On Saturday, 24th of January, at Shrima Tanto, it will be fun and fundraising lunch for Lila Loca. Lila Loca, the self-learning and resource center for the child, having a fundraising lunch, and all proceeds will go towards the completion of their beautiful first building. Yet it has been the support of generous individuals that has brought them this far, and they have 8 more lakhs to go to complete their roof. And Trovadors are inviting us on Friday, 23rd at 5 p.m. at Spirit Sense, opposite of Gaia's Garden. And on Saturday 24th at Gratitude in Pondicherry, in a meditative mood, it would be Indian classical juggalbandi concert with Kiswan Boxtel on Bansuri and Serafin Sundaria on Veena. On Tuesday, 3rd of February, at Banyan Tree in Visitor Center between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, Café Auroville presents Le Dialogue on Humanité with the theme Dialogue and Human Unity, because most of the humanity's problems are self-generated. On the basis of this notion, Dialogues on Humanity aims to gain better understanding of what human beings are, how we can grow wiser together, gain self-confidence, believe in others and in the future, and achieve greater understanding and justice. This event wants to encompass maximum culture and geographical diversity and welcome a variety of opinions and possible answers to many questions we have. But for information, we can contact either Roland Katz, Aviram, Didier, Manu and Tapas. From January 30th to February 1st at Visitor Center, it will be Auroville International Potter's Market and it will go every day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. At Solitude Farm on Tuesday 20th at 4:30 p.m, it will be meeting regarding the volunteers tax. A group of concerned Aurovillians would like to meet to share their perception about the new policy of taxing the volunteers. All are invited, also volunteers that want to share their points of view. They would appreciate the participants of those who took this decision to implement such a policy to share with them what criteria was used and why, without consulting with the community at large. And from Nature comes information for all the children. Because they're excited, the Nature Camp is right around the corner. They have 3 camps this year, all being held in May and into the middle of June. They will announce the exact date soon, but for now, it's time to sign up. So, children, you should find an adult at your school who is responsible for Nature Camp sign-ups and put your name on the list right away. Or you can contact Josely directly. And cost of the 11-day camp at Kavunji in Kodaikanal is 3,000 rupees and 2,000 rupees if your parents are on maintenance. But actual cost of sending one person to camp are close to 5,000. And we should keep in mind that the payment for all participants must be received by March 15 into collection account number 0009. Because if you won't pay until March 15, your name will be removed from the list. And here we got also a message from Oroville Vehicle Service saying that due to the regular increasing traffic in and around Oroville, they advise everyone to drive carefully and consciously. They remind everyone, and particularly the parents at the school board, that children below 18 years old are not allowed to drive any bike or scooter. They also remind everyone not to drive without a valid Indian driving license. The penalty for doing so, especially in case of an accident, is very heavy and complicated solving third party. Driving with your national license will not help in India in case of accident, as only a valid Indian driving license is considered legal. For more details, we can contact Raju at Oroville Vehicle Service in Town Hall on 262-3302. And office hours are from Monday to Friday between 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. or between 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. and on Saturday between 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And here's an interesting note that Vikrant is offering technical assistance guide because he's an electronic engineer and also did some mechanical work. During his recent research, he found that many people in Oroville have problems with their technical stuff like computers, phones, motors, batteries and even light vehicle, which cost lots of money in the end. So he can advise and fix all kinds of daily life technical issues and give a basic guideline to save money and keep the environment clean by preparing it, which one can do themselves. We can contact Vikrant on 994072682. Oroville Health Service is looking for a volunteer to live in free accommodation and help a senior gentleman. The requirement is for someone, male, to help him prepare dinner, eat with him and to spend overnight. No daytime work. If you're interested, call Oroville Health Service on 262-2425. Or we can call Danny on 978-762-6452. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Shri Kriya Joshi, Let Us Work to Restore the Veda, Part 6. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall we can see tonight at 8 p.m. documentary Let's Get Lost, made in USA 1988 by director Bruce Webb. And that one is documentary on the life of jazz trumpeter Chet Baker. Tomorrow there will screen comedy drama Music, Rudderless by director William A. Macy with Billy Crudup, Alexander Lovelace, Miles Heiser. And on Wednesday we can see documentary drama Music, 20,000 Days on Earth, made in UK in 2014 with director Ian Forsythe and Jane Pollard. That one is drama and reality combined in a fictitious 24 hours in the life of musician and international culture icon Nick Cave. From Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo we read, any name, any form, any symbol, any offering has been held to be sufficient if there is a consecration along with it. For the divine knows himself in the heart of the seeker and accepts the sacrifice. But still the greater and wider the moving idea force behind the consecration, the better for the seeker, his attainment is likely to be fuller and more ample. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oroville.org.